Sound is probably one of the most prevalent things that we focus on with our children at Operation Smile. And, they're so thankful that they work as hard on their homework for speech therapy than they do in school, right? And, as both of us sort of being maybe teased and bullied in school, maybe we were actually excited about doing our homework. And maybe we did study a little bit harder and, we did our homework. These kids are amazing pupils when they know that they're getting this free therapy to help optimize their speaking. And, and then you go back a year later and then you hear the kids again and you understand every word that they say. It just puts a smile on your face.
Welcome to Audio Branding, the hidden gem of marketing. Sound plays a more important role in human behavior and our decision-making than you may realize. In this podcast, I'll help you understand the art and science of sound so you can better influence others in business and your life. I'm your host, Jody Krangle. Let's delve a little deeper. Here's the second part of my conversation with Mark Climie Elliott.
You've been doing this a long time, like 40 years or so. So how do you keep on doing it? Because that's a long time.
Well, I've been working in the nonprofit sector for 40 years. I've been blessed to work with Operation Smile for these last seven.
Okay.
And in the future, this is what I call a dream job for me, although all my past jobs in the nonprofit world have been dream jobs. You have to be passionate first and foremost. To represent the causes that you're also passionate about. And I have been really, truly blessed to be in and be able to work with some absolutely amazing leaders and mentors over the 40 years. And I get to work with one of the best teams that I've ever worked with here at Operation Smile and in the Canadian Foundation. Each and every one of my teammates and the partners that we work with to create the stories that we put on TV, on the radio, in print. These colleagues of mine bring joy to my heart each and every day, and they really, truly are, one of a kind. So I can't wait to go to work every day. I hope everyone that's listening knows that they should be excited and passionate about what they're doing. And if that isn't there for them, then perhaps maybe they should be looking for an opportunity to volunteer with something that they're passionate about so that when they go to work, they know that what they're doing at work is going to help them through that passion capital that they bring forward in the volunteer work that they do in their community.
That is such a good point. I'd actually like to ask you about that. So if someone wanted to volunteer their time at Operation Smile, could they do that? How could they do that?
Well, the best way of doing that is by getting involved within our community ambassador work. We have very well-defined tools available at hand for individuals to say, look, we're going to, get our family together and we're going to do something special for Operation Smile, either a bake sale. They could be doing a bike ride through our Cycle for Smiles, which happens in June every year. It's virtual. People could just pick it up and they can do it as an employee group, right? They can do all sorts of things. If you're listening and you work in an office, we have two types of workshops you can participate in. You can participate in an empathy workshop, where we put employee teams at tables and they have to put themselves in the position of the family with the child with cleft, and they have event cards and they have budget sheets to figure out if they're going to be able to get to the surgical program. And so we actually put them in what we call a microcosmic experience to feel that emotion and what families are going through. To awaken just people's awareness of what it means to not being able to afford to go to a hospital or get near a hospital in the future. We also have each of our children after when they even go on the surgical table, for many hospitals that we work in, they don't have warm blankets. And so we have volunteers that make blankets, and we have employee groups that take what we call the blanket making challenge, and they create blankets, and they then put their names on a gift tag that we attach to the blanket, and it goes to the family member. And then the nurses take photos of these blankets and send them back to us, and we send them back to the employees so they can see the child that's received the blanket. So there's many voluntary opportunities that we have, and we encourage people just to go to operationsmile.ca, and they'll see how they can get involved with us. We are always looking for trained and skilled pediatric specialists in anesthesiology, in plastic surgery, specifically if you have cleft specialty. We're looking for educators that are able to, in pediatrics, to help us with these 100 hospitals and help the cohorts that are involved in these 100 hospitals move forward. And again, those medical professionals and non-medical professionals are speech, are audiologists, our dentals, et cetera. We're looking for educators in those areas to help us with our education and training programs, blogs, learning academies. They can always reach out. We'd be happy to respond to any questions that people might have on how they might get involved. As a foundation, I've got to say that our first and primary focus with these 100 hospitals means that we need to raise tens of millions more dollars over the next 5 years. And so our focus is to engage people in any way possible that they feel they can help contribute to ensure that through these 100 hospitals, we will not just reach a million more patients, but we'll be serving millions more because there is safe surgical sites in these communities where they've never been before. And not just the sites, but the credentialed and qualified staff within those hospitals that will help them help themselves or their children.
Yeah, it's a beautiful initiative. And I'm really so glad that you're heading this because it's very important. Yeah. I wanted to ask you also if there's a particular case study that you felt was really moving, that, a particular child who desperately needed this and got it.
Sure. I every child, there's a story, of course.
I know it's like choosing your favorite child of your own. But yes, but is there a particular case study that you remember that really stuck out to you?
I think that the best story for me is through someone that I was able to really stay connected with when I went to Colombia for the very first time. This would have been about 5 or 6 years ago. We went to Colombia and we met a girl named Laura, who was 13 at the time. Laura's mom is a single mom, and she's a security guard. And she had hurt herself and so has sort of a bit of a limp. She couldn't properly correct or set her hip when she was in an accident. And so she has limited mobility and earns $100 a month. Laura's father separated, and it was just the two of them. I went to meet them in their home for the first time, and what struck me was walking into a very small 10 by 10 room with maybe a 5 by 7 bedroom and probably a 4 by 6 kitchen with just a shower stall at the back of the kitchen, a refrigerator that had no freezer because it wasn't functioning anymore. And there was a pot in the fridge that was very old and just had rice inside of it. And that was what struck me in terms of the reality of what these families are going through.
Do you want to sound your absolute best when you're being interviewed on a podcast or when you're hosting your own show? I have a podcast episode and free downloadable worksheet called Sounding Your Best as a Podcast Guest off of the audiobrandingpodcast.com main page. Just click on the little square graphic to the left of the player displaying my podcast trailer. It gives you some comprehensive suggestions for where to start or for improving the sound you already have, including the type of microphones to consider and why, ideas for soundproofing your recording environment, and suggestions on how to get the best sound when you're being remotely recorded on services like Riverside FM or Squadcast. Don't let bad audio quality hold you back from being the best podcast guest or host you can be. And of course, if you happen to need voiceover for your intro and outro, feel free to get in touch. I'm happy to help. And now, back to the podcast.
Laura's 13. Her mom brought her to us when she was just days old at what we call our clinic in Bogota. It's called the Little House. And it looks like a little bungalow, but inside it is just filled with smiles. And Laura came, was assessed. She received both, she had a bilateral cleft lip and a very, very severe cleft palate. She received both her lip surgery and her palate surgery. Then she had subsequent surgeries and bone grafts and jaw surgery, in which as a teenage girl at 13, she had to wear a device that is called a mask, and it brings your lower jaw out to align with your upper jaw. So you can imagine when we talk about teasing and bullying, and we can all say that we've been responsible in one part of our life as kids. Mm. This is where we learn our lessons on how to be kind to one another. Laura not only went through teasing and probably some shunning within the community that she lived, she also had to go through and endure lots and lots of ridicule while she continued her focus to get an education and go to school. And this girl had, the real stamina, and she learned how to be resilient through all these times, with thanks to our psychology team, our social workers, and the people that were working with Laura at our clinic. So Laura at 13, met with me, and she told her story, and we were able to show that on one of our TV programs, Jody. And then from there, I got to meet her again a couple of years later, and she had matured. And at that time, Jody, she then became just so involved as a volunteer and a mentor to the other kids at the center. So I met her there, and she said, "Oh, I'm volunteering while I'm waiting for my speech therapy."
Oh, right? Wonderful.
So 16, still taking speech therapy. She had gone through several surgeries, mm-hmm. right? She's still being seen by the orthodontist, right? The last time I was there, she showed up. She graduated from Operation Smile. So I wasn't expecting to see her, but she's there yet again on what we call a first parents day, an orientation for new parents with children with cleft that were at the center to start to learn about the journey that they're going to be going on with their children. And there's Laura, 17 years old, telling them that they don't have to worry. Look at me. Right. And so she shared her story of her journey. And the parents, all of a sudden, like those tears that were running down their faces became tears of joy. They could then relax to know that with thanks to everyone around the world, every child that isn't able to afford or be able to access the care and the surgery that they need will receive it. And there's one less worry to have in your life.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm so glad that she was able to continue helping out, yeah. too.
And she stays in touch with me, so it's a good thing, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I look forward to the next journey and the next success. She's talked about being either a vet, an astronaut, she's still studying, so who knows? Maybe we'll see her on Time Magazine one day.
Oh, who knows? Yeah, good for her. That is wonderful. That's really, really great. I understand the whole bullying thing as a kid, not because I had cleft lip. I have been very nearsighted from a very early age. I had a lazy left eye. So when I was like 7 or 8, they had me with a patch. Uh-huh. Like, this is like years ago. But yeah, I know what it's like to be teased as a young kid going to school, trying to correct things that you had no say in.
Well, I was there with you, not with the eyes, but sometimes with my smile.
Yeah.
I have an overbite. I have a bit of a gap. Mm-hmm. As my parents, who always, you know, our parents defend us behind the scenes.
Yes.
That we don't see, right? And then they turn to us and they say, well, this builds character.
Well, I guess it's true.
Right. It is, right? You know, as we're trying, you know, our self-esteem has yet been hit again.
Yes.
Growing up, with what I call wonderful parents, wonderful mentors, real true examples to lead by. They just were two wonderful, people. And even my brother, he took me under his wing quite often when I was being teased and bullied because he was 4 years older than me. It's wrong. But we all have to learn why it's wrong. And, you know, when I look at these next generations that are now coming together with better acceptance, different, what I call different lenses, and while bullying and teasing still exists and it still needs to be addressed, there are ways in which students can get involved in bringing this awareness to their schools and getting involved in helping. And we have a student leadership program and we have student opportunities within Operation Smile in which schools and clubs and our individual students who want to take on the challenge can reach us. And this can lead to international experiences, Jody. We have an international student leadership conference every year. And some students, not all of them, we have thousands of students in the program, but we do have students that then go on and they visit our surgical program sites. They visit the communities where the children live. And then they start to study either in medicine or in global development. And they take careers and they move forward, right? We've had students that have come into our program just recently, over a year ago. I took two students with me. One of them is now studying medicine, hopefully surgery in the future, and will be one of our volunteers down the road. So students really are the lifeblood of where Operation Smile is going to be going next.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. Quick question. Do you know anyone else who could benefit from hearing more about how powerful sound can be? If so, would you mind sharing this podcast with them? It would mean so much to me. Now, I'll stop interrupting and let you get back to the show.
It's wonderful that you have programs that actually help train people to do this kind of thing and yep. and help them to understand why the bullying is wrong and why they should stop it.
Exactly. You know, it's part of human nature. We're told to love our neighbors, right? This is really where it's more important to know that our neighbors don't live next door or
yes.
above us or below us or around yep. the block. Our neighbors are around the world and we are a family regardless of where we live. Sometimes you grow up and you're born in a country where healthcare is freely available. And in other parts of the world, you are born and it's not there. So how do you love your neighbor, right? And it's how can we be more kind each and every day to each other? And, it's a challenge for all of us, right? Have a sign on my windowsill here that says, stop, think, and speak, right? So,
good order.
Yeah, and then that way, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even when you're on a podcast, it might be a quick stop, think, and speak, Jody,
yep,
but you have to stop, think, and speak and know that what you want to say is in the kindest way possible to encourage others to be as kind as you can be.
A very good point. Yes. Yeah. And one that I definitely try to do here because we talk a lot about sound and speaking is definitely a part of that. But speaking of sound,
yes,
I just wanted to ask you a philosophical question of why you think sound is important.
Well, so
it's a big question.
It is a big question, but I can really, I've stopped, I've thought, and now I'm going to speak about it. When I was just in Guatemala, I had an individual come up to me and thank me in Spanish, and audibly, I understood Gracias. All the other words, I knew what the intent of it was, and I smiled and I listened. Then I had to walk away because that child is going to be saying sounds and articulating over and over and over again in workbooks. Da 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 da. Ba 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 ba. Ka 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 ka. They'll be saying these over and over. I've seen their workbooks. They spend hours doing this, Jody, to get a sentence out in which gracias is the word that is audible to all of the rest. And it's two, maybe six, maybe a year later, where those words with the intensive speech therapy that our volunteers provide with these children that enables them to get that sound out. So 45 minutes to correct a lip, an hour to an hour and a half to correct a palate, years to optimize your speech.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, it's a long time and it's a lot of hard work.
It is. So,
Yeah.
sound is probably one of the most prevalent things that we focus on with our children at Operation Smile. And, they're so thankful that they work as hard on their homework for speech therapy than they do in school, right? And, as both of us sort of being maybe teased and bullied in school, maybe we were actually excited about doing our homework. And maybe we did study a little bit harder and, we did our homework. These kids are amazing pupils when they know that they're getting this free therapy to help optimize their speaking. And, and then you go back a year later and then you hear the kids again and you understand every word that they say. It just puts a smile on your face. A sound, around the world. And in my own life, I have a hearing deficit in my left ear. It was from scuba diving back in 1988. Had a bit of a pop. Got 20% hearing in the ear.
Oof.
I have to say to people, I'm sorry, can you repeat what you just said? Or, I didn't really hear you. Can you speak up a little bit louder? There are certain voices that you can't hear when you have an audio issue. Mine happen to be high-pitched female voices, and they just sort of drown out. So you learn how to adapt, but sound is critically important in the work that we do, and I can actually connect it to the work of the children that we're serving.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing that you're doing at Operation Smile. I'm so glad to be a small part. You are a huge part of what's going on over there, so
Yeah,
thank you for all of
I'm
that.
really not the huge part, Jody. I thank you. I don't want to, not take the, thanks at all, but I'm really like, I lift all my thanks up and to the team that I get to work with. When you
Yeah.
get to work with such highly passionate and skilled people, your job becomes, I have to say, it becomes a delight, a passion. It's not ever easy, when we're looking to raise the bar even higher than where we are to raise more money to help more children. But every day I come to work, I'm thankful, and the needle always moves forward. So, we can't do it without people like you, and our donors and our volunteers. So,
Yes,
yeah,
yeah, it's very important work. So,
it
thank you
is.
to you and everyone who volunteers their time
Oh.
and does this because it's clearly needed
Right.
and very wanted. And it's wonderful that you're able to provide that to people who may not have the access that they should have.
We're in the age of voice first, and yes, it's a relatively young industry, so it's going to require a combined effort and partnerships between designers, developers, and the voiceover industry that I'm a part of. Jody's audio branding podcast provides a space where, as a guest or as a listener, we all can share and be inspired.
How can people get in touch with you again? Is there, there's, you've mentioned the website, but feel free to mention that again. And if there's any other things that you want to mention before, you know, before we're done here, please
Sure. I mean, the best way to get in touch with us is to go and visit our website, because you get to see the impact you're making, and you can look at different ways in which you want to prefer to communicate with us. We're at operationsmile.ca. If you're not in Canada, I would recommend that you go to operationsmile.org, and there you will see the other countries, depending on where you're listening from, to be able to look at where you're going and where you'd like to learn a little bit more information. You can also donate to us by phone. You can call our 844 number. It's 1-844-376-4530. It's 1-844-376-4530. You can speak with one of our representatives. We do have an after-hour call center with 3.5 hours of time difference from coast to coast to coast. We want to make sure that we're responsive when people want to reach out to us. You can also go to our website to find an email to our CA supporters at operationsmile.ca. Anyone can reach out and you can just say, "Hey, Mark, heard you on the podcast and I want to learn something." I'd be more than happy to get the answers or questions that weren't asked or answered to them. I want to thank, on behalf of our founders, Dr. Bill and Kathy McGee, I want to thank everyone listening. Even if you haven't yet made a gift, I want to thank you for listening to learn a little bit about Operation Smile, but also encourage you to look at, you know, maybe the next opportunity where you think, wow, I can help a child get a smile through a cleft lip surgery, but by doing that, I'm opening the door and the window at the same time for more people within the community that that child lives, receive optimal surgery and care that they may need. And that's going to help millions of more people, not just the million patients we're going to help by 2030. It's going to help millions of more people living within a 2-hour radius of those district hospitals.
Well, this has been a wonderful discussion, and thank you so much for helping all the children that you're helping, because, wow, what a great initiative this is. And yeah, just for taking the time to be here, I so appreciate it. And I wish you every success with Operation Smile. I hope to be involved for many years to come.
We hope to have you. Your voice resonates, and the sound of your voice resonates so well to our listeners. It brings a smile on my face every time I hear the ads, Jody. So thank you.
Well,
and
thanks.
Congratulations to everyone that's involved in this podcast-a-thon. I can't wait to be a part of it.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, why not tell a friend about this podcast? It's available in all the usual locations. Until next time.